This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are entertaining you, informing you, focused on you and what's going on in your life and in your thoughts. This is the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is out for a week or so. I think she's back until, what, late next week, if I'm not mistaken. So, we're here holding down the fort, so to speak. Victoria, where are we going as we get started in this hour?
Well, if you want to talk about what's some trending news, this is not that great. There's a brand new survey out that reveals most Americans would fail a citizenship test. That's pretty sad.
There you go.
However,
apparently, what is in the test, though? What are people being asked? Like where the state capitals are, that kind of stuff?
Well, there's 100 questions, actually. It's funny that you asked. I did look at the actual test. The civics portion of the real citizenship test consists of 10 questions drawn from a publicly available list of 100 questions. So it's a different 10 questions, I guess, for that section. It kind of keeps rotating. So of the 100 questions I went through, I feel like I would do okay on it. I think you would do okay. It's lots of questions like what are the branches of government and which branch is in charge of making laws, which branch is in charge of upholding law, and it's things like that. But that's a really sad state of affairs if most Americans wouldn't pass it. The Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship Foundation is they're the ones behind this new survey. They did a random sample of 1,000 citizens and they had them answer these questions drawn from the official test. The survey found that just over 1/3 of the respondents earned a passing grade of 60% or higher.
Wow.
It's not great.
Ooh.
Older, now this is not surprising, older test takers scored better, with 74% of people who are 65 and over passing the test. And past surveys on the subject have turned up similar results. It's not really changing. In 2012, only 35% of respondents passed a similar 10-question test. So it's not like we're getting any better.
Okay, so what does that say about all the money that you pay, I pay, in taxes that goes to education? What are we doing with the money? Why do we have such a low level of accomplishment and a low threshold of approval for people as to the job they're doing or not doing while they're in school? If we are paying more, we're very generous in this country. We're paying for everybody's education. That does not happen in every, even progressive countries, where there are requirements that come not from the tax rolls, but certain requirements to pay for education in itself. It's a very expensive proposition and becoming more and more expensive. And so people say, well, what do we do if the public doesn't support education, it won't be able to survive? Well, as the public, I'm happy to support education if I'm getting my money's worth. I don't think I'm getting my money's worth. Whether it's here in Massachusetts or in California, where I pay taxes as well, I don't, and I'm pretty sensitive to it because I just did my tax return. And I'm looking at where the money's going, and it's not going to a place that makes me feel good. Actually, there's very little, when I look at how you break down the tax dollar, this year, for some reason or other, I'm more focused on it, maybe because the last couple of years, it just has been crazy, the kind of, I don't know, it's not important as to some of the nuance of the return, other than understanding where your money is going. And if we are that bad, and you can delineate, Victoria, as you did, between the generations, the tiers of 20 years, and how they represent the educational decline of America, the lack of knowledge of the average student that I find is appalling.
I would be interested in knowing if there have been any surveys like this done 20 years ago to know if the generation that's passing now, if they would have still passed 20 years ago or 40 years ago when they were in school.
Do you think, Carrie, you're as well educated as your parents were? Do you think you got as good a public education? What do you know about their education, and how does it compare to yours, if you know the difference?
I don't know. I would think when it comes to, say, civics. I mean, I didn't have a class that was called civics. I had
They stopped teaching it.
Yeah, I had I did have a government class. I didn't think my teacher was very good. I had a U.S. history class and a European history class. And then once I got to college, those are kind of individual things that you choose if you want to study those. I wish that there had been more of a requirement, even though history was not my favorite course in high school. Like, I kind of wish that there had been more of a requirement. There's just not,
you know,
I think my biggest issue is that there's so much to teach in those classes that having 1 year of U.S. history, I always kind of felt like, okay, you get to maybe like desegregation or Martin Luther King or something like that, and then you study that in African American History Month, but then it kind of stops. So we don't really learn anything about presidents that are relatively recent. So it makes it really hard to judge politics now, too, because, people talk about, like, Reagan or Nixon, and you don't really get that much of a chance to study that in high school because it doesn't go that far.
You just said something that was very pithy. The quality, the caliber. When you said that, I went back in my mind to the teachers that I had when I was in school for government or civics, because they are pretty much the same, and what was in school when I was teaching school back in the 70s. So I went from the 50s where I was in those classes to the 70s where I was teaching with those people that some of them I'd had in school. And I remember a guy named Franny McDevitt. He was a coach. He was a football guy. He was a baseball guy. He was a jock. He was athletic director. And, oh, by the way, he teaches civics. Well, he didn't give a damn. He had to teach civics because that was the rule. Anybody who had, you know, they don't just hire people to be the athletic director or the people to coach sports. They have to be teachers, and then afterwards they're coaches. But many of them, like he was in that frame of reference, they were more interested in the sports aspect of their job than they were in the teaching aspect of the job. And so as a result, and I saw that to be the case across the board. And if there are people listening who do that for a living and you're offended by what I'm saying, I'm sorry. We're just giving you our experience. And my experience was exactly the same as yours, even though it was probably 50 years before yours, Kara.
Yeah.
It was the same thing. The guys who they could find to coach that were good coaches, oh, well, we'll have them teach these classes, and they didn't give a damn about the classes.
Yeah, I definitely saw that at my school, and that's why I'm kind of curious to know, has education really declined, or do the older generations just do better on the test because they've lived longer, and so they know more things from experience? Whereas you're testing someone who's in their 20s, all they have is that education. They don't have any life experience to pull from.
What it is, it's an interest quotient that you get. When I was a kid, I was interested in what was going on around me, and I think kids are interested in what's going on around them, but what's going on around them isn't the same because of the devices. You can be more easily distracted, or you can find your own level of interest, and you can escape from the other things that you're not interested in by just pursuing all of the information that pertains to. And look at the information we can find about anything just by using our sources, if you will, using the devices that you have. And in some ways, that's good. You can get thorough information about one thing, but it's better to be well-rounded, especially as a citizen of the country, understanding what your obligations are as a voter. What do you need to know? What do you need to know about what's going on in the public discourse and in the public arena? And that's just not, I don't think people are as exposed to it now in a formal setting as they used to be. 16 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print 5 copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples printing event, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 10/20/18.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Suicide is a national public health issue that affects all Americans, but it is preventable. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is working to improve the health and well-being of our nation's veterans with their Be There campaign. The initiative expands on the reach of mental health services and suicide prevention resources and connects at-risk veterans with care and support. Dr. Keita Franklin, Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
We can all help someone who may be at risk through simple actions that can make a big difference. The health and well-being of our nation's veterans is VA's highest priority because even one veteran suicide is too many. Both within our own system and through community partnerships, VA is working to reduce suicide risk among all veterans, whether they are enrolled in VA healthcare or not. Our Be There campaign lets people know that suicide prevention starts with just one simple act of support.
For more information, go to betheforveterans.com. That's betheforveterans.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so a lot of people still talking about the catastrophic damage as a result of Hurricane Michael, the death toll even rising. It's up. Hundreds of thousands of people are still without power. And I was looking at one of the radio trades today, a company that had 3 radio stations that were licensed to one of the communities. I'm trying to see which one it was. Panama City, that's it. 3 stations in Panama City. This is a company that is basically out of Baton Rouge, and as is the case with lots of radio, they have regional stations and sometimes national stations. This company has decided to shut down and turn in the licenses for 3 stations that were completely destroyed. Completely. The stations, the towers, buildings, everything. They're going to cease broadcasting because of the catastrophic damage to the physical plant, and rebuilding is not economically feasible. So they just shut the stations down. They're done. Wow. If that's the case, this thing has really made a mess out of that area. Not that we didn't hear that from a lot of different sources, but the flooding still in Georgia and up in the Carolinas, I think they probably haven't found the last person that they're going to declare a victim of Hurricane Michael. So it's under the circumstances, a lot of stuff still to be dealt with, Victoria. Imagine yourself, unless you're actually there, I don't think you can imagine the emotion, you can imagine the reality. It is, you look at Mexico City, and all it is a bunch of pads in the shopping area. There's nothing left except the floor. That's it. Gone. Rest of it, all gone. So what do you do? No matter what, you have insurance, but is it enough? In the case of those radio people, it isn't. They can't afford to rebuild their radio stations, so they're out of business there. 21 after the hour.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sisters and I spent Friday afternoon together and Friday evening together. I haven't spent the time with my two sisters for a long, long time. For some reason or another, neither of them knew of some things in my career, like my conversation with Paul McCartney on the Concorde coming across the Atlantic any number of years ago. And so my sister was all, "Oh, how come you didn't tell me?" And I look back at things like that, and I'm very thankful for all the opportunity I've had to meet people like him, so responsible for things like Sgt. Pepper. The album Sgt. Pepper has been named the most popular British album in history. Wow. Their music from 1967, a favorite album based on physical sales, downloads, and streams in England. The album found the Beatles at their most experimental and inventive era. A lot of favorites are in the album. A Little Help from My Friends playing in the background, Day in the Life. By the way, A Little Help from My Friends, my favorite cut from this album. How about you, ladies?
I like listening to the whole album in sequence, which doesn't happen a lot anymore, but I think back then albums were designed for that, and I like doing that. So I kind of, all the songs blend into one for me, but I love all of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, help for my friends. The band had stopped touring and was focusing its effort on studio work with George Martin. There's a great piece of, I saw something, was it on PBS or was it, I don't remember where I saw it, a history of George Martin and the recording studios that he had in England and elsewhere. He built a studio on an island in the Caribbean and had it there until a hurricane wiped it out. Went back to the hurricanes again. And there were a lot of great music, a lot of great musicians that came, a lot of great music recorded there. I'm trying to remember Montserrat. That's the album, small little island. But
there was a huge benefit for that. Do you remember seeing that on, I forget when they did it, but it was a huge benefit. It's been broadcast for years now.
You mean
now,
for Montserrat?
For Montserrat. Just,
yeah.
It was
like wiped
Sting
out by
and
Hurricane.
The Who and, yeah. and like everybody.
Well, all of them had
Stones.
Places. A lot of very, very exclusive residents down there. A lot of international musicians loved going there. And one of the reasons they were going there is to go over and work in George Martin's studio because apparently it was fabulous. So this is the album was ahead, by the way, Back to Sgt. Pepper of Adele's 21, which finished second. And Oasis's album, What's the Story, Morning Glory, from 1995. So I don't remember this one so much. Do you? Either of you remember this?
What's the Story, Morning Glory?
This is Oasis is probably my favorite band ever. So I'm definitely familiar with this.
But I'm thinking I know them for another song other than this one.
They had a ton of hits.
Okay, that's what we do. This one doesn't ring a bell with me particularly. All right, let's go to Elton John, another favorite. We move from the Beatles to Sir Elton John using his appearance at Aretha Franklin's home in order to pay tribute to her, highlight something special that she did for John and his songwriting partner, Bernie Taupin, introducing Borders song from his self-titled 1970 sophomore album on Friday. Elton told the crowd in Detroit's Little Caesars Arena about being told by his song publisher that somebody had covered the song. We asked who. They said Aretha. Can you imagine two young writers, white boys from England? He said we were gobsmacked, which is a way of saying shocked in British speak. We nearly peed our pants in sheer delight at the fact a woman we love so much grew to love even more afterwards would actually record one of our songs. So this is the song, Border Song, by Elton John. Tribute from him to...
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A wide-ranging interview given by President Trump in which, among other things, he warns of severe punishment if it turns out Saudi Arabia is behind the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, although he did not detail what the punishment might be in that interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, which aired last night. In it, the president also refused to pledge that he would not shut down the Russia investigation, and asked about the future of Secretary of Defense James Mattis, the president says he's not sure how long he'll be staying.
It could be that he is. I think he's sort of a Democrat, if you want to know the truth. But General Mattis is a good guy. We get along very well. He may leave. I mean, at some point, Everybody leaves.
Today, President Trump will be visiting areas devastated by Hurricane Michael. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com, VercelMedia.com.
JV program. We're here to bring you up to date on all kinds of things that are going on in this fabulous world around us. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is off for the next week or so. Names in the news, people in the news. Fatima Ali. Interesting name. Fatima? Is that a better way of pronouncing it?
Fatima. Yeah, Fatima.
It is. So some people say Fatima, her wanting to pronounce it Fatima. She was a finalist on season 15 of Bravo's show Top Chef. She inspired friends, fans, fellow chefs, and a moving essay about her terminal cancer diagnosis that's now been published. She has Ewing's sarcoma. Is that how you pronounce it? Ewing's.
I guess so.
How normally you pronounce E-W-I-N-G-S. I don't know. I know what sarcoma is. The type of bone cancer, soft tissue cancer. She got the diagnosis last year. Many people know her as Fatih. She thought she was on the road to recovery. Doctors declared earlier this year that she was cancer-free. And in April, she returned to cooking with a sold-out show at the Pebble Beach Food and Wine Festival. But in an essay published in Bon Appetit last week, she's 28 years old, by the way, she announced that cancer had returned and she had 1 year to live. Mm. She writes, quote, "It's funny, isn't it? When we think we have all the time in the world to live, we forget to indulge in the experiences of living. When that choice is yanked away from you, that's when we scramble to feel. Every day," she writes, "is an opportunity for me to experience something new. I've used this to dream of owning my own restaurant. Now I have an ever-growing list of things that I want to visit, ones I want to go to see. I'm sketching a plan to eat my way through New York and the boroughs." Interesting. So there's a GoFundMe campaign, by the way, at hashtag Team Fatih to help her. I wonder, this is an excellent adventure. It's a sad adventure. It's an excellent chance, though, for, as what I think all the things we talk about here, a chance to personalize something like this. I'm sure we all know someone in our family, a circle of friends, acquaintances who have had this happen to them or someone in their life. And then you wonder, what would it be like if I was told this was my future or my fate? I don't know that I want to think about it, frankly. I guess I have. I'm sure most of us have thought about it. What would you do if? I just am so thankful. I think that's the better way of handling something like this, by the way, is to be thankful for what you have, especially if it's your health. Because without your health, you got nothing. You can't enjoy it.
You know, it's so funny. You always hear, like, I used to always think of that saying as something that, you know, older people would often say. You kind of,
oh, yeah.
Grandparents saying that without your health, you've got nothing. And, you know, it's so true. As you get older, it really sinks in, and you do realize, you know what, you could have all the money that you want, you could have the car that you want, but if you don't have your health, you really don't have anything else.
Yeah.
Like
you know.
It's one of those things that as you get older, it really does hit you that grandparent wisdom is right.
So here's another example, although this guy had a fabulous life. If you know the Coors Brewing Company, Adolf Coors, you remember the spots for Golden? I remember when Coors beer first came out. The Adolf Coors Company, Golden, Colorado, is how all of their spots were tagged. Bill Coors, who is former chairman of that company, died this weekend at 102. I wonder if he drank his own beer, and that's why he lived to be 102.
Maybe.
Adolf Coors was his grandfather. He started working at the company in 1939, Bill Coors did. 20 years later, he became the chairman of the company, during which he created and developed the aluminum can that came from Coors beer.
And I didn't know that.
That helped the beer industry. I didn't either, frankly. I think today, with what we know about aluminum and what's in it, we may not be so anxious to go buy beer in cans. But anyway, they didn't know that then. And he spent the next 65 years with the company, grew from a regional brewer in Colorado to one of the biggest beer brands in America, and it was under his leadership. According to the National Beer Wholesalers Association, Miller Coors, Miller bought out Coors, commands 24% of the U.S. market, behind only Anheuser-Busch, and their market share is going down because people think it's changed. They don't like it since it was bought out by, was it a Belgian or a German, some European?
I thought it was a Chinese company that bought the beer, but then it was sold to somebody else.
Yeah.
But, the Miller Coors brand, if you think about it, it's Coors Light, Miller Light, and Blue Moon. Blue Moon is a Belgian wheat style that has, you know, you always see the commercials as a slice of orange on the glass.
Yeah.
That has become so popular.
Is it good? Is it tasty?
Yeah, I'm not a beer drinker, but my husband Lewis loves Blue Moon. Wherever we go, he'll drink Blue Moon.
Yeah. So, what about you, Carrie? You like beer, don't you?
Yeah, I like it. It's kind of like as all Belgian wheat ales are. It's kind of light.
What does it mean, a wheat ale? Explain for those who don't know what a wheat ale is. What is that?
It's made from wheat.
Yeah, made from wheat.
Hops.
And it's, so typically, like, with hops, you'll think of, like, a pale ale, and that, to me, I don't like that kind of beer. It has, like, a very strong aftertaste, and I don't, I hate that taste in my mouth afterwards, but but the
Blue Moon,
Shock Top, things like that, they're a little bit more fruity, a little bit more citrusy, and they're very light, and they don't leave that kind of gross taste in your mouth. So, it's really good.
Shock Top, that's the other one that Lewis loves,
One other person in the news, and then we're going to focus on whether or not we're too polarized in America. Good topic, good item for us to be thinking about. David Lynch, one of the stranger, weirder guys on the scene of making movies. He is responsible for some of the darkest and most twisted movies, Eraserhead.
He did Twin Peaks, right?
He did Twin Peaks. That's probably what he was best known for.
Yeah, he's a weird dude.
He is a weird dude. He talked about his practicing meditation, transcendental meditation. Been at it from 1973 to today. He says it gets rid of the negativity. Because negativity
that he creates in his own story
is the it's the enemy to creativity. People say suffering artist and all that might sound like a romantic thing, but suffering is really not that enjoyable. No. He says transcendental meditation could be the cure of all society's problems, including toxic masculinity and the rape culture. He says men would be more gentle, enlightened, and empathetic if they practiced TM. I went through the TM courses, and practice meditation. Yeah, I did. Went to the L.A. office for two winters ago. Was it?
How long does it take? Because I've heard that it can take a really long time
to get
it.
It's not easy. It's really, there's a sort of, I don't know, the exclusivity. It's interesting.
I think Oprah does it, right? I know Howard Stern is really into it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of celebrities who are into it.
The office in Los Angeles is kitty corner from Scientology. They come up Sunset. The about three blocks down from the TM office is Scientology on the other side of the street. But their office is also kitty corner from the Scientology television studios. It's a very interesting part of Los Angeles. A lot of this kind of stuff goes on in this neck of the woods. But at any rate, the TM it's almost like a cult, I think. But I think knowing about meditation is a good thing for everybody, no matter what kind of meditation. It's helpful if you can get into it. And maybe that's how we could eliminate problems like polarization watch the De Niro interview. If you didn't see it, Alec Baldwin, check it out, Robert De Niro. And I think this makes a good launching point into a focus on polarization. So we're going to do that in just a moment here on the DJB show.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. Ferguson.com is designed to help you run your business from the office or from the job site with 24/7 access to your account, an unmatched online inventory, and tools to manage your own. It's never been easier to do business with us, when and wherever you want. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, earn points for purchasing the products you need and redeem them for merchandise, trips, and more. Get started at Ferguson.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now, the DJV show. Are we too polarized? Have we become a land of chaos? Too politically radicalized? Confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh, and now there's something that goes with him called hashtag #HimToo, which is supposedly, according to some, a way to counter Me Too. I don't know whether counter or whatever, but here we go again. Let's talk with the doctor about Dr. Huber, by the way, is a clinical forensic psychologist. Let's differentiate you from regular psychology and actually psychology, psychiatry. I'm not sure everybody really understands that. Maybe we get into the weeds too much trying to understand what clinical forensic psychology is, Dr. Huber, or not.
Well, Doug, you're exactly right. A lot of people have a hard time knowing. Mental health is primarily driven by psychiatry and psychology. Psychiatry is the practice with the medicine behind it, the biology behind it. And psychology is more of the therapeutic side of it, although a lot of psychiatrists actually do psychotherapy as well.
But psychologists they prescribe medicines, and psychologists do.
Other way around.
Psychologists
do
not. Psychologists
other way around.
Psychiatrists
other way around.
Do.
Like, oh. Yeah.
Well, there are a few states where psychologists, clinical psychologists, can do that. Oregon, I believe, New Mexico. Don't hold me to that. And I know there are other states where they're trying to, because there is actually a shortage of psychiatrists. So most psychologists have to deal with medicine all the time, even though they're not prescribing it.
Right.
So there's a movement to allow them to prescribe. But in general, psychologists cannot prescribe. They tend to be PhD level right. doctors as
Got
opposed
it.
To MD level
Got
doctors.
It. All right. Let's talk about the psychological state of this country. People not voting. People so angry. I made mention of the interview that Robert De Niro did with Alec Baldwin. It's not as angry as I've seen some of these people be, but it's still pretty angry. We've got a lot of anger. What do we do about it, Dr. Huber?
Well, I think one of the big things is this idea of fear, because we don't do a very good job of educating our kids about what is going on as far as politics and how politics actually work. And a recent study showed that something like 80% of the people did not realize that our national government is a representative republic and don't understand the Electoral College, which that was one of the, you know, you ask anybody who graduated high school in the 50s and they could tell you that, you know, without any hesitation.
Yeah.
And it's surprising how little we actually know about our political system. And we have become, and again, social media hasn't helped us any, become a very emotionally focused society, and key words in politics trigger that emotional response, and we fall into a fight or flight type mechanism, so we don't think rationally when it comes to politics. We immediately
What's the fix, Dr. Huber? This is something that's very complex, but there's got to be some kind of an addressing of the fix.
Well, and it starts with education and talking about it, and we can't talk anymore about politics. So, you know, that's the tenet of democracy, is being able to talk about it. So we've got to start educating our people and get them to understand politics in general, and we start with education.
Well, and the educational system in our country, interesting, we were talking about this earlier, just among ourselves, about the polarization and what is learned in school. Civics class is gone. Government class is gone. They haven't been, they've been taken out of the curriculum. One wonders if that isn't, if there isn't some purpose to that on the part of the people who make those decisions.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think there is, and we have to watch out for this country falling into leadership of a single ruling class that may be disguised as a two-party system.
Right. Good food for thought, Dr. Huber. Thank you very much, Dr. John Huber, here on the DJV program, 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Yeah, the second time around, Tommy Nakay, Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, is here with us. The question came actually from a listener named Michael Bodan. He writes about mouse infestations becoming increasingly common in American homes, rodent predators. When I'm out in fields mowing hay and working in fields, every once in a while, once the hay is mowed, then the mice are exposed, and the hawks are at them, man. They are.
Yeah.
Well, we moved these animals all around.
Right.
But the biggest problem, I think, are mice.
Yeah, this time
they come in. Yeah, right, exactly. So this guy wants to know if there's a better mousetrap than a mousetrap. What are the options for mouse control?
Stop laying out the welcome mat, Doug. I mean, a lot of folks don't recognize the fact that mice are looking for warm spaces with food, with both of which are available in your home. But things like the small holes that we have in our home's foundation, mice can squeeze into. When they get in the house, they look for easy food sources. So, for example, how many of us leave bags of dog food on the floor, right, of our pantries and places like that, or garages? You know, that's a smorgasbord right there.
Yeah.
You know, it's those little things that really attract the mice into our homes. I had a listener once who was taking her pet to the kennel the next day and had sort of set up all the things that she needed to bring with the pet into her car, including dog biscuits. And when she brought the pet to the car and handed the bag of biscuits to the tech noticed that the bag had been torn open. Well, the mice got in the car and infested the car because there was dog food and biscuits in the car. So they're looking for food, and they'll go anywhere to find it. So you need to be smart about that.
What about the deterrents? I read once that the urine products, the peppermint oil, scents in general that are supposed to be deterrents are not very effective. Do you think that's the case? Just have to set our traps and get them, plug the holes, and the ones that are already in, set a trap, see them later.
Well, you should probably be using rodenticides, using baits. Uh-huh. I don't know that I've never read that anything that was based on odor was going to keep those mice away.
No. Uh-huh.
But you want to be careful, though, if you have small pets, because they can get into the bait. So you use something called a bait station, which basically keeps the bait inside like a sturdy plastic box, and only the rodents can get in.
One of the things that on the farm I almost laugh about, every year we park some equipment outside in the wintertime because we don't have a place to put it. Hay balers, for example. In the spring, we go open them up, and where the twine is kept is a box behind the baler where the twine is kept. Right. And you always just open it up, and the mice go running out all over the place. They've been in there, living in among the twine, bringing in their food, and it's all over the place in there.
It's probably nice, warm, insulated space. Right?
Insulated, right, exactly. All right. Also, the Money Pit, responsible for great ideas, their newsletter at moneypit.com holds all kinds of fabulous ways for you to work your home's problems. I have a problem with my furnace. Every day I have to start it by myself now that it's cold. And the guy who's my friend who's going to replace the boiler, we've had the boiler sitting on the basement floor for a year. I haven't changed it yet. I called him yesterday.
Oh, so you got the equipment.
Oh, yeah. I bought the equipment last year. It's just sitting down there.
All right.
So once
how's that working for you?
Thank you. Yeah, it's not working too well. Every morning I wake up a little chilly. So how do we lower, once I get my furnace working again, how do I keep my heating bills as low as possible?
The number one thing that people, I think, drop the ball on is insulation, Doug, because you get sort of lackadaisical with the insulation you have in your house. And if you did one improvement to try to cut heating bills, I would tell you to add more attic insulation, because that's where most of the heat loss is. Attic insulation is usually, I mean, when homes were built, there were different standards. But if you don't have 15 to 20 inches of attic insulation, you don't have enough. Mm-hmm. So the one thing you should be doing is looking at insulation.
All right. There's also I'm just looking at the newsletter now, a smart way to home security savings. There are all kinds of great tips. That's the whole reason for me plugging the Money Pit newsletter. Go to moneypit.com. But give us 2 seconds on the home security stuff. How do people save money on that?
I think there's a lot of opportunities today with smart home technology. It's easier to install than ever, and there's really a lot of options for saving money, especially on your insurance, if you pick up a couple of these smart home tools.
Sign up for the newsletter at moneypit.com. Tom Kreidler on the...
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.